the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. I do subscribe to five, but one is weekly. A couple I only get 4 to 6 times a year. So we get what we get, right? And I pass it on to you. So from First for Women, Après Ski Picks. They're calling this Chalet Chic, and they offer some ideas for dressing that way this winter. I, of course, always encourage you to shop your own closet and wardrobe first and save both money and our landfills. So here are their suggestions. A Fair Isle turtleneck. It says it can easily be dressed up or down. The one they're showing is a cream-colored background with red and blue design on it, $48 from Gap Factory. It's called the Relaxed Fair Isle Mock Neck Sweater. Then we have a red puffer tote bag, adding a pop of color to any casual look. The one they're showing, $58 from Land's End. It's the Wander Weight Ultralight Packable Tote Bag. Landsend.com is the website, LANDSEND.com. Faux fur bucket hat keeps the head and ears warm. The one they're showing, $25 from La Carrie. This is available on Amazon. It's the wide brim faux fur bucket hat. Gondola ski lift earrings add a fun flair to a winter ensemble. Or ensemble, $30 from Canvas Style. It's the Aspen Ski Gondola Drop Hoop Earrings. They're kind of snazzy. The website, if you want to get them, canvasstyle.com. That's CANVASSTYLE.com. And last, Sherpa-lined boots ensure your feet won't get cold while a platform heel provides stability. These are hiking boots, they look like to me. $90 from MIA at Zappos.com. And the style is called Tyler, T-I-L-E-R. The website, Zappos.com. And you could have some of this stuff or similar in your own closet right this minute. I have an item or two that would work. From Woman's Day, Little Red Dress. Learn the story behind this iconic heart health symbol. Once upon a time in 2002, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Pressure Institute, or NHLBI, wanted to emphasize that heart disease wasn't just a man's disease. It's the number one killer of women. So it introduced the red dress as a reminder. This symbol became a mascot of sorts for the Heart Truth, a government-sponsored national education program aimed at raising awareness about heart disease in women, focused on reaching women of all ages. The red dress, along with the color red in general, is now synonymous with heart health, and women all over the country garb themselves in scarlet each February, not just for Valentine's Day, but in a show of support and visibility. An annual red dress collection concert and fashion show kicks off Heart Health Month, presented in collaboration with the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women program. Stay heart healthy. Maintaining or improving cardiovascular health is key to preventing heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. The AHA says the following key behaviors can help you achieve that goal. First, eat a healthy, balanced diet. Then exercise regularly. Quit smoking. Get good quality sleep. Maintain a healthy weight. Control cholesterol. Manage blood sugar and blood pressure. Talk to your doctor about tweaks to help you lead a heart-healthy life. And to get involved, find volunteer research, donation, and other awareness opportunities by going to goredforwomen.org. And that is GOREDFORWOMEN.org. And a last little aside, did you know February 7th is National Wear Red Day, a.k.a. the perfect excuse to rock red as a show of support. Everybody's got a little red in their closet, right? From Good Housekeeping, I have to open it up to get the whole headline here. Time to hibernate. To shorter days and less sunlight, not to mention frigid temperatures in many parts of the country, leave you craving a long winter's nap. We turn to the bears for a lesson in how to hunker down happily and beat those wintertime blues. Well, wonder how that interview went. Here are their tips. Winterize your home. A bear investigates potential den sites, choosing the one that's safest and most secure. Your turn. Safeguard your home base by sealing gaps and cracks in the foundation and walls. Wait until it gets dark. Then grab a friend and a flashlight. Send your buddy outside and have them direct the flashlight near the edges of windows and doors. If you see light coming through anywhere, heat is escaping. Be sure to caulk the leak. Add a heating element. The body temperature of a hibernating black bear is about 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Bears are able to stay warm enough to survive while hibernating thanks to their insulating fur and fat, along with reduced blood supply to their limbs. Your turn. Add warmth to any room with an electric fireplace. Safer than space heaters, they're a stylish, smoke-free, gas-free, and hassle-free, no need to gather wood, alternative. One popular freestanding option is the Duraflame 3D electric fireplace stove. Next, try a medley of materials. To conserve energy and insulate their den, a bear will often line the floor and entrance with things such as moss and grasses. Your turn. Layer blankets and pillows in a mix of fabrics, velvet, corduroy, chenille, on the sofa to add instant texture and warmth. And last, feast al fresco. Before retreating to their dens for the winter, bears can eat 10 times their normal caloric intake, feeding nearly nonstop for up to 20 hours a day. Your turn. Host an inviting outdoor dinner party that encourages guests to stay and eat for a while. Cover no-frills folding tables with heavy-duty burlap, they'll never know, then bring out a combination of dining chairs and cozy throws. And from First for Women, get a cozy house for less, a cost-effective way to ensure a comfortable home without cranking up the heat. Keep blinds or drapes on windows with direct sun exposure, usually on the south side of the house. Open. Keep them open to let the sunlight heat the room. Then at night, close the blinds or drapes to cover the cold glass. This will trap the warmth inside the home. Also from First for Women, a sleep hack. Beat the winter snooze blues. Shorter winter days and longer nights can wreak havoc on your sleep rhythms. Why? Fewer daylight hours may leave many people with little to no sun exposure, which impacts the production of melatonin, the hormone that helps with sleep. Taking a 30-minute walk in the middle of the day can boost your sun-regulating melatonin levels, helping you fall asleep faster. From Woman's Day, this is kind of interesting. February is National Canned Food Month, which I never knew. Perfect time to hunker down and satisfy any hankering with something straight from the shelf. Stock up on a few staples, then turn your stash into a tasty meal. Let's get this in order here. Canned goods offer convenient, cost-effective access to pre-cooked ingredients and seasonal fruits and vegetables year-round. Dinner prep just got faster, easier, and healthier. A sodium solution, drain and rinse canned foods like beans to remove excess salt. If you're making a soup or stew, save the liquid to add flavor to the broth. A history lesson, food storage feat. Learn how one curious chef revolutionized how we eat. Large-scale food preservation remained elusive until 1795, when the French government, struggling to feed soldiers overseas, offered a sizable reward to anyone with a solution. A young chef, Nicholas Appert, A-P-P-E-R-T, discovered that he could store foods by packing it in airtight champagne bottles and heating them. He won the prize. His process evolved, and soon he was running a factory that packaged items from meat to vegetables. Variants of his invention popped up across the globe with a move toward using metal cans instead of the bottles. And by the late 19th century, the canned food industry was booming. Some pantry picks. The Test Kitchen pros share their canned food crushes. They offer five of them, I believe. First, Smoke Show. I love these creamy, bold beans in quesadillas, rice bowls, and nachos. That was from the deputy food editor, Trish Klazen-Marsanico. And what she's talking about are the Siete Vegan Refried Ranchero Beans. S-I-E-T-E is the brand. Then a flavor bomb, La Costeña Chipotle Peppers in Adobo Sauce. The quote about that one, add the chilies and sauce to shrimp, chicken, or mayo for a hit of smoky richness. That was from recipe editor Susan Chong. Next, a feel-good find, Progresso's Chicorina Soup. This restorative soup made with mini pasta in a cozy broth always makes me feel better. And that was the assistant food editor, Samantha McAvoy. And last, a meal maker from Wild Planet, the smoked pink salmon. Pair rice and cucumbers with canned salmon and you've got lunch or dinner easy, says food editor producer Tina Martinez. And the last little sub-article under this heading about February being Canned Food Month, canning cautions. Women's Day tapped food safety expert Darren Detweiler to get under the lid of your most frequently asked questions, and there are four. First, how can I tell if a food in a can is okay to eat? Look for damage like dents, bulges, rust, or leaks. But even if the can looks fine, discard the contents if they don't look or smell right. Let your nose be your guide. What's the best way to store cans? Keep them in a cool, dry, dark place, like a pantry, away from windows, heat, or humidity. Temperature fluctuations can speed up spoilage. Do canned goods really expire? Indeed, they do not last forever, says Detweiler. While the best-by date refers to quality and not safety, consuming it much later than the expiration date, or best-by, can be dangerous. And what do I do with opened cans? Transfer the leftovers to a food-safe container with a tight-fitting lid and refrigerate. Don't store them in the can, which affects flavor and increases risk. From First for Women, four books we're loving now. First, a piece of historical fiction called The House of Eve by Sadequa Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. It's 1948 in Philadelphia, and 15-year-old Ruby Pearsall is about to be the first in her family to attend college. But a love affair might threaten her plans. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., Eleanor Quarles arrives at college carrying secrets of her own. Soon, Eleanor and Ruby's lives intertwine in an unlikely way. Next, a romance called Pickleballers by Ilana Long, L-O-N-G. After learning that her ex-husband is a total player, Meg Bloomberg jets off to Bainbridge Island, Washington for an uplifting pickleball excursion. While there, she meets Ethan Fine, a handsome local, and try as she might, Meg can't fight her feelings for him. Not only is this book filled with fun pickleball facts, it also has a couple you can't help to root for. A family saga, called Blue Sisters by Coco Mellors, M-E-L-L-O-R-S. Sisters Avery, Bonnie, and Lucky are living in different cities, grieving the unexpected death of their sister Nikki a year earlier. When they come together to stop the sale of their childhood home, they discover just how much they're all hurting and hiding. And last, a thriller called She's Not Sorry by Mary Kubica, K-U-B-I-C-A. ICU nurse and single mother Megan is trying to balance her busy life when a patient named Caitlin arrives in her ward after supposedly jumping off a bridge. But it might not be what it looks like, according to a witness who comes forward with details. Before long, Megan realizes she and her daughter may be the next victims. From First for Women, some simple wellness solutions. First, extra sleep on the weekends safeguards the heart. Good news for those who love to linger in bed on the weekends. Catching up on sleep Saturdays and Sundays can reduce your risk of heart disease by 20%. According to a study of more than 90,000 subjects that was presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress. Previous research shows that lack of sleep contributes to heart disease causing inflammation, but catching an extra hour or two on the weekends help mediate the inflammation. And good news, nuts are key for weight loss. Surprise, eating high fat, high calorie nuts can help you slim, say scientists in nutrition research. In their study, subjects who enjoyed a half cup of almonds, pistachios, peanuts, or walnuts daily and restricted calories lost notably more weight than those who only cut calories. The research credit the protein in nuts, which they say is satiating. From Good Housekeeping, in season, kale. Roasting, sautéing, or blending minimizes the fibrous texture and bitter taste of this antioxidant-rich leafy green. Try one of these delicious and nutritious recipes from the Test Kitchen. There are three. First, kale stems and beans. This is from Good Housekeeping, if I didn't say so. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 1 small onion, thinly sliced, and cook, stirring occasionally until tender, 6 minutes. Add 6 ounces of kale stems cut into 3/4-inch pieces, about a cup, and a 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. And then cook, tossing occasionally, 4 minutes. Add 1 14.5-ounce can of low-sodium chicken broth, and simmer until liquid is reduced to about a 1/2 cup, 15 to 20 minutes. Then fold in 1 15-ounce can of white beans rinsed and cook until heated through about 3 minutes. So that's kale, stems, and beans. Next, creamy kale pasta. Cook 12 ounces of pasta per package directions. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water. Drain and return pasta to the pot. In a food processor, finely chop 2 scallions and 3 cups baby kale. Pulse in 1/2 cup of cottage cheese, 1/3 cup grated Parmesan cheese, and 1/2 teaspoon each, you guessed it, kosher salt and pepper. With machine running, gradually add 2 tablespoons olive oil and puree until smooth. Transfer to the pasta and toss to coat. Then toss with 3 more cups baby kale, adding 2 tablespoons of reserved pasta water to help the kale wilt. You want wilty kale. Next and last, cheesy kale chips. Heat oven to 400 degrees. In a large bowl, whisk 2.5 cups chickpea flour. I don't know if you have to go somewhere special to find that or not, but anyway, 2.5 cups chickpea flour, 2 cups warm water, 1/4 cup nutritional yeast, and 1 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper until smooth. Fold in one bunch of curly kale, stems and ribs discarded, and leaves torn, and coat each piece. Arrange kale in a single layer on two oiled-rimmed baking sheets. Sprinkle each tray with 1 tablespoon nutritional yeast. Bake 15 minutes. Flip each piece of kale. Rotate pans and bake until golden brown and crisp, 8 to 10 minutes more. Then I've got another kale recipe, this one from First for Women, spinach kale pesto pasta. Active time and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 6. It just takes 5 ingredients to whip up this hearty yet healthy meal. We need 12 ounces of Mafaldine or mini lasagna pasta or pepardelle. It's like curly edges on a flat noodle. A half cup prepared refrigerated basil pesto. 2 cups baby kale and spinach blend. 1 15-ounce jar of light Alfredo sauce, such as Classico Asiago Romano. And a half cup chopped toasted walnuts, optional. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook the pasta according to package directions. Reserve a half cup of pasta water and drain the pasta. In a food processor, puree the pesto and kale blend. In a large skillet, combine Alfredo sauce and pesto mixture. Over medium heat, cook, stirring occasionally until heated, 5 minutes. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Add pasta and, if desired, the walnuts. Toss to coat. If the sauce is too thick, stir in pasta water 2 tablespoons at a time until desired consistency. From Woman's Day, smoky chicken thighs on baby romaine. This is a 20-minute meal, active and total time, both 20 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 1/3 cup fresh lemon juice, 3 large cloves of garlic, grated, 1/3 cup plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1 3/4 teaspoons smoked paprika, divided, kosher salt and pepper, 4 5-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 3 slices of sourdough bread, 1 pint cherry or grape tomatoes, cut in half, 2 jarred peppercini peppers, sliced, 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, chopped, 4 heads of baby romaine, halved, and 1 avocado, diced. In a medium bowl, whisk together lemon juice, garlic, 1/3 cup of oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons smoked paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Transfer 1/4 cup of this dressing to a resealable bag, add the chicken, and marinate at least 20 minutes, up to 2 hours. Reserve the remaining dressing. Meanwhile, toast the bread until golden brown, then tear into pieces and set aside. Those are your croutons. Heat remaining 2 teaspoons oil in a large skillet on medium. Remove chicken from the marinade. Season with 1/4 teaspoon salt and cook until golden brown, 4 to 5 minutes per side. Transfer to a cutting board and sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon paprika, then slice. To reserved dressing, add the tomatoes, peppercini, and parsley and toss to combine. Arrange the lettuce on plates and top with the torn sourdough, then tomato mixture, avocado, and sliced chicken. It makes a very pretty, colorful salad. From First for Women, classic tuna melts, active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 4. This recipe takes me straight back to childhood. It was always a special thing when my mom made tuna melts. You can dress them up by adding things like chopped celery or red onion and fresh herbs, or keep it simple as I do here. We need 2 5-ounce cans of wild-caught tuna, drained, half cup mayonnaise plus more for spreading, a third of a cup sweet relish, a half of a teaspoon fine sea salt, a quarter teaspoon ground black pepper, 8 slices of the bread of your choice, and 4 slices cheddar cheese. In a large bowl, flake the tuna and mix in the half cup mayo, relish, salt, and pepper. Spread mayo on one side of each slice of bread, then place them mayo side down. Top 4 slices with the tuna and cheddar cheese and place the remaining 4 slices on top, mayo side up. So the mayo is on the outside of the sandwich. Place one sandwich in the basket of a 5.3-quart air fryer and air fry at 360 degrees for 5 to 10 minutes or until the cheese melts, flipping halfway through. Repeat to cook the remaining 3 sandwiches and serve warm. From First for Women, chicken fried rice. Active time's only 10 minutes. Total time is 20. Serves 4. We need 3 teaspoons oil, 3 eggs beaten, 1 14.4-ounce package of frozen stir-fry veggies, a half cup frozen corn kernels, 4 cups of cooked rice, chilled, 2 cups shredded cooked chicken. You know, you can buy rotisserie chicken at the grocery store already cooked for you. A quarter cup soy sauce, 2 tablespoons Asian sweet chili sauce, 1 scallion thinly sliced. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 1.5 teaspoons of the oil over medium high. Add eggs, swirling to coat bottom in a thin layer. Cook until set, 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board. Let cool slightly. Roll up, cut into strips, then coarsely chop. Reserve. Coat the same skillet with cooking spray. Add remaining 1.5 teaspoons of oil. Heat over medium-high heat. Add stir-fry veggies and corn. Cook, stirring until softened, 4 to 5 minutes. Add rice, chicken, soy sauce, and chili sauce. Cook, stirring until heated through, 4 to 5 minutes. Top with scallion and reserved eggs. And from Good Housekeeping, ginger citrus spritzes. Active and total time, 15 minutes. We need 1.25 cups fresh grapefruit juice, a half cup fresh lemon juice, plus lemon twists for garnish, 1 2-inch piece of fresh ginger, peeled and thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and 1 liter of grapefruit seltzer, chilled. In a small saucepan, combine both juices, ginger, maple syrup, and the cayenne pepper. Bring to a gentle simmer, remove from heat, and let it steep for 10 minutes. Strain through a fine mesh sieve into a jar, cover, and refrigerate till cold, about an hour. For each serving, pour a quarter cup of the juice mixture into ice-filled glass, top with a scant 3/4 cup grapefruit seltzer, and garnish with a lemon twist. And this serves 4. We've run out of time, as you can tell. Be sure and listen next time. We hope that you enjoyed it. We're available as a podcast on the website, ncreadingservice.org. Hope to catch you next week. Bye.